Hello, beautiful emeralds, and welcome to the Daily Podcast. Today we've got a really special guest on the show, the most special person that you'll ever hear in your life. He is my cousin, and he is called...
Rakesh. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Today we're going to talk about something really good for the younger generation in terms of university, because my cousins came out of university 2 years
2015.
ago, 2015, and we want to talk about the truth, because I think a lot of people, even now, they do the traditional route, don't they? GCSEs, mm-hmm. A-levels, then uni. But no one really talks about what happens
after uni.
So can you tell us exactly, first off, what degree did you do and like what is your current situation?
So I studied criminology at the University of Bedfordshire. I wasn't originally supposed to go to uni. I didn't really feel like it was for me. But I ended up going anyway and I enjoyed it. And then after that, because of the modules I studied, I really enjoyed education. So I thought, let me go venture into that sector. And so I started to do agency work, kind of build up my experience. Mm. And last year I joined this really good company called CEA UK. It's a educational charity. And it deals with like inequality in education. Mm. And it was really good. Got me a chance to work with Lego, go to the Houses of Parliament, work with Bite the Ballot, work with National Grid, Mad Science. I got to do a lot.
So was this kind of like an internship after university? Was this like a proper job
so
you got?
This was kind of like a volunteering program. And I feel like for that, it kind of gave me a lot of experience. Even if it was academic year, it gave me a lot. I was working in Hackney, so it was a really good experience. So working with a lot of disadvantaged kids, so yeah. And I feel like, especially with all the people on my degree, on the course, that were doing it with me, they're all graduate. I had a few people who were doing it as a placement year, so obviously we're going to the final year this year. And even we had a few people who just kind of finished their A-levels, but they were looking to get into teaching, but didn't know whether it was for them. So that was a kind of a whole round experience to everybody.
And then before you got this kind of volunteer role, which I'm guessing they still paid like expenses or a basic wage, did you try and actually apply for jobs? Mm. And how was that? Was that even though you had a degree, did you still find it really difficult?
Oh, that was so hard. Applying for jobs was just like the stress of my life. Like, no, you would get replies like, oh, yeah, we've looked at your thing, but, you know, you don't have much on you, so we can't really compare you to other candidates, and you're not really... Honestly, you weren't that great. So that's you can write a great cover letter or anything, but...
Yeah.
It's whether having something behind you to say, oh, I can do it. Yeah. So that's really the struggle, I feel.
Would
like.
You, because obviously I didn't go to university. Yeah. And I feel that, obviously correct me if I'm wrong, because you went to university, but I feel that people that come out of uni, nothing is making them different, because you're all coming out of uni with exactly the same degree. So would you, I mean, number one, do you agree with that? And number two, looking back, would you have maybe tried, again, I don't know what uni life is like, maybe it's you don't have enough time, but would you have you tried maybe to try and get a job in your last year? So when you came out of uni, you'd have the degree and work experience.
So I, when I was at uni, I was working in retail in a wholesaler. So it was good, because I got customer experience and stuff like that. But I feel like maybe the final year of my studies, I should have just gone to do an internship in like a government or council area. Oh, that would have been amazing. Because I feel like that would definitely gave me like the insight and the direction where I wanted to go, instead of feeling when I finished, I was like, oh, I've got a degree now. And I've just spent 3 years of $9,000 each. So nine times three, $27,000 there. So where am I going to go with $27,000 debt? Yeah.
Would that be... Sorry, if you hear someone snoring, that's my son, because it's very late at night right now and I think he wants our attention. Go to sleep. We're going to come. We've nearly finished now. Coming up, we're going to actually talk about the brutal truth, because, again, like we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I think a lot of the younger... Like, I can't believe I'm saying younger people, because I still feel like I'm 16, but I'm not. I still think... I don't know, maybe they don't think this, but I'm presuming that, you know, they think you get a degree and then that's it. You can get straight into a job. But let's talk about that next. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about now, like, the vibe. What is going on? So you've got your degree.
Yeah.
You've now done, do I call it an, like, kind of work placement ship for a year,
yeah.
which you've got a great experience working with different children, like you said, in different sectors
years,
as well.
Years,
But, like, what's the situation now? And are other people your age, because you're 23, are other 22, 23-year-olds in the same position as you? Like, in your peer group, are you all in the same position?
So a lot of people that I did the City Year program with, I feel like most of them are still trying to find a way. Like, for me, I don't know what I want to do yet. Like, there's so many times where I could have got a really good job, but whether it was the one I want to go for, that's another question. Like, I can say this to my cousin
because he's my cousin. Do you think you're being too picky?
No.
With jobs?
No, because I want to settle for one job. I want to settle for one job, being there for long term.
Mm.
Then when I've got the most out of it, say if I'm there for 5 years, then I can move on. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to go do it and then not enjoy it. I want to enjoy it too. At the end of the day, it's supposed to be my life, and life has to be what you make out of the most of it and experiences you get. And you want to use the money you get to go and, like, travel the world, like Vina did. She just went to Mauritius. So that was
all right, no
time.
Need to drop that.
You went on holiday. So that's what you want to
do.
It's
true, actually.
You
want
to try new things in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then if a job... See, this is my worry for the youngsters, is that if a job comes up, rather than doing nothing, you should take it, even if it might not be your dream. Like, everything's a stepping stone.
Mm.
Like, you know, as you know, out of all the people, how many different jobs I've done. Some have been unpaid, especially when I used to work in the media industry. Some of them I did it, but I knew it wasn't going to be long term. So sometimes, don't you think that you should take something? Or is that...
I don't know, because I worked as... When I finished City Year, I could have gone to work in the school as a learning mentor, but I thought, do I really want to work there? Like, even though I was supposed to do my PGCE this month, but I thought, you know what, I don't really see myself doing it, because as much as I work with young people, I don't really see myself being a teacher now. So that's another thing on my mind, and yeah.
Okay, so how... I'll phrase this differently. So how can we help the younger... Like, how can we help 20-year-olds? Like, what is your kind of current mindset? And I don't know, if you're, like, looking to work in specific companies, how can we, like, help you, basically?
So I feel like you have to have... You have to just go for all the experiences. If you see a job and you like it, go for it. Like, don't hold yourself back. Like, regardless of the jobs I've gone for, I've always applied for it, and the feedback I've got is great.
Mm.
And I've gone to the interviews, and you see their vibe, and you say, you know what, let me try it. Then you know, ultimately. So for me, I was working with Lego, like I said, on a project, and I really wanted to go work with them, but there were so much limited careers available in their headquarters. Mm. And I thought, let me go back to retail just to earn money in the summer. And I didn't like it, because I realised, oh, retail's not for me, and... I feel like we were just talking about how you should be moving forward, but it's okay to do stuff like that, just if you're depending on your financial background. But
I believe
in the meantime,
that,
don't forget about what you're doing, where you're going with yourself.
What my cousin's doing is that, you know, you've done your degree, you've got an amazing work experience that you did, and then you got a summer job. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because you were still, at least you weren't doing nothing. You were still making contacts, you were still... So I think it's really important. And even though you mentioned before, when we weren't doing the podcast, that you feel in a way it was kind of backwards, but I don't think it was backwards, because... You were still doing something. I think backwards is when you don't do anything.
But ultimately, the reason I left that job is because I feel like it would have stopped me from applying for stuff and meeting deadlines. Like, loads of jobs be like, oh, we need to write your cover letter, you need to do this whole kind of CV and application. And you having that full-time job over the summer, all right, for Monday, that's okay. But when you're going to find time to meet that deadline, that's next week. Because you've got to read through everything and realise, you know what, can I do this? Can you understand that?
Yeah. I think everyone's in a... I think it's the same with a lot of people. Everyone's in the same predicament. Even if you're an entrepreneur, it's like, you might not have enough money coming in. Just like, should I get that part-time job? But then that part-time job's taking you away from earning.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, building up your business. Anyway, coming up next, we will be getting Rikish's last words of motivation for anyone leaving university. Okay, let's finish off the today's episode of the podcast by asking my cousin, what would you do differently? Because you've come out of university now, you're in this debt, unfortunately. You know, and you're still in that you're in the challenge now of trying to find actual proper work. So, you know, looking back, what would be your advice for actually to other people going into university right now?
So I would say before starting uni, or even when you finish your A-levels and you're picking your degree subjects, think carefully of what you're going to choose and where it's going to lead you. So I thought criminology, and I looked into it more, and I thought, oh, it's like got a range of stuff, politics, law, history. I thought, okay, that's good, I can go somewhere with that. And so that's the first thing. I think once you're in uni, like maybe second to third year, like regardless of your workload, I think it's best to get experience. Mm. 1 or 2 days a week, say that on your CV for a year, is fair enough, it's good enough. A lot of employers will be like, oh, that's what you were doing, and then, you know, that build something, and look for internships as well, because a lot of people pay you for, even if it's unpaid or paid, they will still give you like cost towards travel and expenses, like food and stuff.
Realistically, you know, in the second and third year of university, could you actually do an internship once or twice a week and balance uni at the same time? Is there enough?
Yeah, I feel like you can, because a friend of mine studies at Manchester, and then she ended up, well, she was studying like maths, so hers was a 3-year degree plus the master's, which was included, so she had to pass all 3 years to do and the MA to get the whole degree, the BA and the master's. And she ended up doing like an internship at Lloyd's, which was based in Leeds. They paid for everything, and it was amazing because it was she was doing this over the summer, and I feel that's really boosted her up now, her confidence as well, working with people in a professional setting. And it's just kind of helped her out now. So when she does get her MA, it's easier to transition into the professional world of work without having to worry now, because she's already made good contacts and a good network as well.
I think that's the perfect situation and advice for anyone going into universities. Like, obviously, try and pick a good degree, something that interests you, but also get that work experience. Because I think because otherwise you have to think about it. When you come out of university, you're just going to look exactly the same as every other applicant.
You definitely need to look different. Like, that's another friend of mine, before she went to uni, she did a foundation degree in art in Camberwell with the University of Arts. And obviously she ended up doing her degree, and it's much more enjoyable now. She's working currently for the Victoria and Albert Museum. Mm-hmm. And next month she's going to do an internship as well. So that's even worked out better for her. I feel like internships are really good. Gives you like that little taste of what a sector is and a profession has to offer you. And then you can go from there where you like it. Because even you show them what you got, and then they've liked you already.
And what would be your popcorn positivity? So your little bit of positivity for a uni student, or even if someone's like starting to run their own business or anything like that, and they're just feeling like stuck in this rut. Because you're kind of in the same situation right now, of doing the application forms and going to the interviews and all that. What would you say to anyone to keep going, basically?
Definitely at times I felt depressed. And it's kind of been like a real downer, you know, you've got a degree, but you've got nothing to show for it. But I just feel like you just keep going. You find something that you will actually find something that you like. It's not the end of the world. Like, it will take you months, maybe half the year, but you will get something. Like, it's not going to be a long-term thing where you're out of a job. There is something there for you that will make you happy.
Oh, he's so sweet, it's my cousin. And let's all wish him, send lots of positive vibes.
Yes,
you will definitely get something, because you're a very clever boy. But not just that, you're a very good communicator as well.
Thank you.
If I had a job for you, I'd give it to you, but I don't. Now let's go to sleep now, because it's very late.
Yes, it is. Oh, wow.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks,
I love doing this podcast, because I get to just do loads of different things. It's really cool. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do, if you're listening to this on Google Play or iTunes. And I will see you tomorrow right here on Popcorn Positivity. Bye.
Peace.